This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Kenny Atkinson yesterday. As we get ready for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Semis between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Indiana Pacers tonight, 7:30. Have you lost any confidence in Kenny?
No. I actually have not. But I'm also not somebody, you got to remember, I'm not somebody who acted like he invented basketball because he drew up some nice plays and managed minutes in a regular season. I thought that was a little extreme. I did think he was a much needed. I don't like the term. We say upgraded over JB Bickerstaff as if Bickerstaff was a total bum, and whoever was replacing him, like Bickerstaff's clearly doing a good job did a good job. The season's over. Did a good job in Detroit, and Atkinson has done a great job this year. But I did warn everybody the playoffs are going to be different, and I wasn't trying to like condescend or talk down, but it's like the playoffs are not about X's and O's. Kenny drew up some great plays, but as anybody has seen in the playoffs, especially like the game sevens, the plays go right out the window. It's do your best to get a shot off. That's the big difference because they call the games differently. You're allowed to grab and hold guys off the ball. You just can't do that in the regular season. So they're two totally different sports. And Kenny Atkinson, I did think the managing of Donovan Mitchell's minutes were going to help him, and clearly he's right back to where he was last year, which was trying to carry a team as far as he can and being totally exhausted doing it.
Part of that is because of the injuries this year. Folks, don't miss a minute of The Fan during your workday. Stream us 92.3thefan.com on your phone with the free Odyssey app. We got Andrew Berry who joins us 9:15 this morning. We'll talk Browns with him, obviously. He's the Browns general manager, for crying out loud. So I agree with you. One game doesn't change my entire opinion of a coach, for crying out loud. If I'm willing to not budge for Kevin Stefanski for so long, I'm not going to budge for Kenny Atkinson. I think Kenny Atkinson's done a fine job. I was disappointed in game two when you give up a 20-point lead. The coach has to wear that. He is wearing that. I commend him for taking a lot of responsibility there. He's the head coach. I think that's part of his job. But I like Kenny Atkinson a whole lot. And I think that he's still I believe he's a good basketball coach, and I think that he'll learn from game two. But what can you learn from game two, really, when you still got guys who are injured? Now, they tried to move around yesterday during shoot-around. Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, who's dealing with a thumb, and then Darius Garland, where Kenny Atkinson later on had said that Darius Garland is trying, but he still can't move too quickly.
You've been conditioned like crazy, Alter G and the non-impact stuff, but obviously couldn't run or anything.
Do you think that we're going to see Darius Garland tonight?
Man, I have no idea at this point.
I want him to do it so people get off his back.
Well, I said, this would not be great for the Cavs, but just for Darius to get guys like Stephen A. off his back, to go out there and look like OG Anunoby last year in that game seven where he came out and had no business being on the basketball floor, ran up and down the court for 3 minutes, and everybody's like, this is malpractice. Get him out of the game. This is sad.
I don't think it's a in all honesty, I don't think it's a real reason to put him out there.
Right, but that would get people off his back.
But it would definitely get people off his back.
People would feel probably silly. Well, they'd probably be like, I guess my opinion was based on nothing.
We'd probably get a bunch of idiots who are calling in saying that he's embellishing it or something like that. I think there's people, Kenny, they don't like Darius Garland, and they're just never going to like Darius Garland.
In the same vein, if he went out there tonight and dropped 40, that's kind of not a great look either.
No, I totally disagree.
If you're able to score 40 tonight, it's like, dude, we needed you in game two, and now our season.
Wait a minute. Did they win?
Yeah.
Then I don't care about game two.
Oh, I think people would be like, he clearly could have played in game two if he went out there and looked great tonight.
No, I think if he went out there and he scored 40 points tonight, I think this is one of the all-time inspiring performances I've ever seen. And I would be dying to be on the radio on Saturday morning.
If he looks 100% healthy?
Yes. If he's 100% healthy,
yeah.
I imagine
I think people
would
be like, dude, you could have played.
No, I totally disagree.
You think people are going to...
No, I'm sorry.
Are not going to call in with that opinion?
They will. You are right. And I will knock them down every single chance I get. Because if he goes out there and he looks like he's 100%, I'm going to assume that he has been shot up with every drug known to man make him feel as good as he possibly can to go out there and play at a high level.
But I thought that was going to I did honestly think that was going to happen last game. I'm like, oh yeah, they're gonna shoot him up. He's going to have so much cortisone. He's gonna go out there and he'll be feeling the effects of it afterwards, you know, as all that stuff wears down. That's the problem is that we are having so many of these discussions and we don't know. None of us know. We're all speculating. Even the people close to the team are
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Speculating because the team has put out that he's been questionable, like crazy.
So, I was going to ask if you're still confident in the Cavs. Now I kind of want to ask a different question here about Darius Garland. Which it always comes back to Darius Garland.
But you know what I mean? We don't know. The people covering the team that are closest even don't know. Chris Fedor covers the team as close as anybody. He was on Afternoon Drive yesterday saying he's hurt. He's hurt. There's a problem. He re-aggravated the injury.
Give me Fedor 03, by the way. Give me Fedor 03. And we'll play that for everybody. We played it at the beginning of the show. I want to play that for everybody at the show right now on the show because that plays into it as well. I don't want to turn this into you making the argument. You're not making the argument that people wouldn't. I'm telling you, if Darius Garland goes out there and plays tonight and plays significant minutes and were to give us an amount of points that we win, I'm going to be wishing he did it on a weekday because I would want to come in tomorrow and extol the virtues of Darius Garland. I think it's been ridiculous. I think he's still a professional basketball player that has... If you're not wanting to be out there while Donovan Mitchell is falling all over the place like he's Jeff Hardy, trying to put balls in the bucket, trying to keep this team, to get this team, to will this team to 1-1, if he does not take that seriously to some level, then I would be sick to my stomach to find out something like that. I don't think that's the case. I think he desperately wants to be out there. And if he were to find himself out there and he were to do well, it's one of the all-time great performances that we've seen in Cleveland sports. That's what that should be. It should be one of the all-time inspiring moments in our city's professional sports history. So if anybody were to call in with that opinion, I don't know what would happen because they still have a game on Sunday. So who the hell knows what we're going to be talking about on Monday. But if somebody were to call in with that opinion, I would flatly deny it and go after them. because that would be ridiculous. Now, I know that he's been maligned by a lot of us. I know he's been maligned by the fan base and by a lot of the media out there. But damn it, you take a look at the way that this is and with the way things are, and if he were to go out there and were to provide us with anything, I would salute him. Here's the Fedor from yesterday afternoon on Afternoon Drive. Hit it.
The listing of these guys is questionable. I understand is playing into this whole conversation, and the Cavs have to be better about that. They think they're in the right by doing that. Obviously, gamesmanship, not showing your cards, making Indiana have to guess. When you list a guy as doubtful, it's very different than questionable. If you list a guy as out, it's obviously very different than questionable. So they think they're doing the right thing from a strategic standpoint, but it's not helping. It's not helping the optics of these guys. So look, this is the playoffs. All these guys want to play. They have busted their ass throughout the course of this regular season to be in a position to help this team win a championship. You think they want to sit? You think they want to be stuck on the bench, relegated to cheerleaders? If they could play, they would play. They can't play. That's the problem.
Here's one where I won't get all vulgar and obnoxious with fans. 216-474-0092. So there's your reasoning with the injury. Are you still confident in the Cavs?
So I thought a lot about this.
My confidence with everybody else, I mean, it's shaking. I don't know what type of team we're going to see tonight after they gave up a 20-point lead and lost like that.
Anybody that tells you they're really, really confident is just flat out lying. They're doing Homer radio, which I'd love to do right now. I would love to do to get people pumped up because they're not eliminated. The season is still there. You're looking at what's happening on the other half of the bracket, like the Knicks. I mean, when we had healthy Darius Garland and the Knicks were trying to win in Madison Square Garden, it seems like 2 years ago, but it was, you know, like 3 weeks ago, four weeks ago, and we kicked their ass. And Darius Garland looked like a Harlem Globetrotter, and they had no answers. So, look, I think that it obviously the odds are against you now. Even though Vegas doesn't have you as a huge underdog in the series, they still think you have a chance to win. They have not shot the ball well. Remember, they were the best shooting team in the NBA this year. And through the first two games of this series, they're not just a little below what they had done all year. They don't even look like the same team. The shooting percentage from three-point range is like 25%. Had they have shot even 30% in this series, they'd be up two games to nothing. That is a fact. So despite the fact that they're shooting terribly, their worst of the year, despite the fact that they're without, you know, two starters and somebody else who could start on a lot of teams in DeAndre Hunter, they very easily could have won the last game. They were up 20. They should have. It was an all-time collapse. It was one that, you know, people are going to be talking about for years. Halliburton and that push shot from the top of the key to win the game, it's still etched in my brain. Like, they needed all those heroics to beat you or the series would be 1-1 and we'd be feeling very differently. So clearly, it's not like this is some juggernaut team we can't beat, even shorthanded.